Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Let's get ready to rumble!
He's the fastest man on the planet. He'd have got there, rabbits.
Beers, beers, and more beers. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
What about Andrew King? Put him in the second. Put him somewhere. He's too good for this game.
Long, long time between drinks, between round 15 and round 16. Origin. Game 2 is done. New South Wales wrap up the series, as we all are well aware. So we focus our attention towards the regular season footy and how is that going to impact our Supercoach seasons. Obviously, this is the week with 5 trades. What do we do with them? And more importantly, how have coaches shaken their teams up in the midst of this representative round weekend off? There have been plenty of changes for round 16. We'll get straight into them. First things first, with the Roosters taking on the Melbourne Storm. Couple of ins, couple of outs for the Roosters. Satili Supernua is back into the side for the Roosters. Sam Walker is back. Two big, big inclusions there. Look, Tedesco's been named to back up, as has Angus Crichton. Look, there's a little bit of respite between the regular Wednesday games for Origin and now. With COVID restrictions, this is also being played at McDonald Jones Stadium. So a little bit of a shake-up with all things grounds and COVID bubbles and restrictions. It's just the world we live in, unfortunately, now with these outbreaks. But a couple of big inclusions for the Roosters there. To get Sam Walker back and Tupanora, I think it's going to add a lot to them. If Teddy backs up as well, it's going to be fantastic for them. He played a sensational game of footy on Sunday night and was the best on ground. I think the Roosters are going to be pretty, pretty strong looking at this. This is nearly a full-strength side as to what they can put out compared with injuries. We see Jared Rea-Hargraves and CSE Takiaho back up front. Also fantastic to see Sam Verrills wear the 9 jersey. This Roosters forward pack is looking better and better as the weeks go by. The bench quality is lacking a little bit. Obviously got Fletcher Baker, Saluka Fifita, Egan Butcher, Adam Kieran as the reserves to come on. The back line sort of speaks for itself. Tedesco, Tupou, Morris, Manu, Ikavalu, Lamb, Walker. Really like that Lamb-Walker combination. I think Adam Kieran did a fantastic job when he was needed. But having Sam Walker back into the side, I think, is a huge, huge tick for them. For the Melbourne Storm, there is a host of ins and a fair few outs. Harry Grant, Nelson Asfa-Solomona, Tom Eisenhuth all ruled out of this one. Jesse Bromwich is one of the big names to come back in. Kenny Bromwich as well. So big, big inclusions. Ryan Pappenhausen still yet to make his return after that HIA. The talk is that he'll be back round 18 after the Storm sit out the bye round. Round 17, they line up with Hines, Jennings, Remus Smith, Olam Adokar, Munster, Hughes, Bromwich, Brandon Smith, Christian Welch, Kafusi, Bromwich, and Finucan. I do think the Storm will be too good in this one. From a Supercoach standpoint, we know that CSC Watakiaho, he is about 400k. Definitely have your eyes on him if he can get back to somewhat of his best in the early years. Angus Crichton, obviously now cementing himself as a 2RF gun, did start off the year a little bit quiet, but as the weeks go on, he is playing better and better footy week in, week out. We touched on Sam Verrills to slot into your hooker positions. I would be wary with Adam Kieran on the bench as to how many minutes Verrills does play. Sam Walker, we're getting at an okay price as well if you did want to pick him back up for the run home. Matt Ikavalu, we know that he's just a try-scorer, out-and-out try-scorer. When he can get that ball, we know that the scores he can put up. Daniel Tupou is a guy that I've been pretty high on all year as a bit of a pod. And Tedesco, if he's going to continue the form that he showed in Origin for the run home, definitely can stake a claim to put him back in the fullback jersey. For the Storm, Nico Hines, the time is coming to an end. From all reports are that he won't be shifting to the centres, so that would see him go back to the bench at best. So for Nico Hines owners, if you haven't sold him this week, this will be the last week you're going to get some scores out of him. Look, Cameron Munster, it just continues to put up scores without really doing a whole lot. In Origin, put up 54 projected points and didn't really do a whole lot, so some positive signs there. With the news of Nathan Cleary, we'll touch on him later in the show, but Jerome Hughes becomes a very, very good viable option in my opinion. A lot of people are attempting to run the idea of Brandon Smith and Harry Grant at hooker. I'm not so keen on that. I don't want to sort of have both those guys eating into one position. But apart from that, for the Storm, there isn't too much else to talk about. In terms of Supercoach standpoints, they're more of a well-run team rather than the Supercoach point scorers that we can see in other teams. The Warriors taking on the Dragons at Central Coast here. No Reece Walsh, no Josh Curran, no Ewan Aitken. Both those two with the COVID restrictions after coming in contact with other people. Reece Walsh, obviously, with the hamstring issue that he suffered in Origin. They do get Bunty Afoa back, and then you get new recruits, Chad Townsend and Dallin Watene-Zelezniak. Jack Murchie, Rocco Berry, Wade Egan also coming back into the fold. They line up with Roger at the back, obviously, DWZ on one wing with Edward Costi on the other, Montoya and Pompey in the centres with Cody Nikorima and Chad Townsend in the halves. Forwards, they've got Kane Evans and Adam Phil Blake with Wayne Egan in the middle. Eli Katoa, Ben Murdoch-Masila, and Tohu Harris as the back three. On the bench, Tavanga, Leeson Armour, Bunty Afoa, and Bailey Sirenen. Looking through this team, I think it's good to see Roger back at fullback. I think that's going to be a big tick for them. As good as Reece Walsh is, I think Roger offers a little bit something different that Walsh can't offer, but no discrediting Reece Walsh. You've got one of the best fullbacks in the game. And Roger to come back into the one jersey. I really like the pickup of Dallin Watene-Zelezniak. I think he'll help the team's attack, filling in for the departing Ken Mamalo. The halves, Cody Nikorima, I think this is his team to run with Chad Townsend playing second fiddler. I think that's a good pickup for the rest of the year if there's no Shanil Harris-Tavita. But the two big men in the forward pack that I really want to touch on today, Adam Fanua-Blake, you're getting him at a good discount price. Really like the idea of picking him up. Scored mid-50s in his first game back. Consider only going up from here. And Mr. Consistent himself, Tohu Harris. You're paying a premium price for him. But as we touched on in the episodes last week, I think he's one of these guys that we just not so much forget about, but he's not very exciting, but he'll just give you 70s all day, every day. And that's what you need for this run home, I think. Someone that is as consistent as Tohu, just to lock down that 2RF. For next year, he's going to be one of these guys I'm going to target pretty hard from round one. And using the five trades, I think we'll pick him up this week as well. So really like Adam Fanua-Blake and Tohu Harris from a Supercoach standpoint. For the Dragons, Matt Dufty at fullback, Cody Ramsey on one wing and Jared Beale on the other. Jack Burton, Braden Williami in the centres, Corey Norman and Ben Hunt in the halves. Blake Laurie, Andrew McCulloch, Paul Vaughan in the middle. Josh Kerr, Tarek Sims and Jack DeBell on the play at lock coming into the starting side. Josh McGuire, Billy Burns, Daniel Alvaro and Tyrell Fuimaiona make up the reserves. Great to see Jack DeBellin back in the 13. Definitely could be a smoky to take a chance on for your run homes if you're looking for a pod. Tarek Sims, look, after playing a fantastic Origin series, probably a little bit hot and cold for club form to be looking at him seriously. But I think the big thing here is the hooker position, and a lot of people are looking at Ben Hunt to fill the void in their hooker role. Definitely don't hate that. Coming off the back of a 130 last week, we know the ceiling that Ben Hunt does offer for this Dragon side. He's someone with the dual position between half and hooker that I think he could be a genuine X factor. A lot of the hookers on the market have good flaws. You look at Jaden Brayley, Jeremy Marshall King, Harry Grant, Brandon Smith. All these guys have a good 45 floor, but I don't think any of them possess the ceiling that Ben Hunt does. And we saw him pump out that 130, as we touched on before. The Dragon side is still missing Zach Lomax. I think he'll be a big inclusion when he's back in, but Matt Dufty at fullback will be a good matchup between those two. From a Supercoach standpoint, I wouldn't be looking at anyone other than sort of Jack DeBellin or Ben Hunt. The game with probably the most repercussions, the Panthers taking on the Eels, and we see in the number 7 jerseys there is no Nathan Cleary. Scans pending. People are talking about a season-ending injury. People are talking about maybe 3 weeks on the sideline. Nathan Cleary is like $1.1 million or something at the moment in Supercoach. Just a lot of money to have sitting there not doing anything, but he is the best player in the game for the halfback position by far. It's a case of what you want to do with him. If you're someone like myself who's looking to try and scrape a couple of wins heading into finals, then I definitely can see a world where we sell Cleary. Posted this today. I think I might pull the pin and sell him. It's going to free up so much cash. And although the options there aren't fantastic, there's definitely some good reliable options. Cody Nikorima, Sean Johnson, Jerome Hughes, even Sam Walker if you want to go back down that route. So yeah, it's a case of what you want to do. If you have the trades to take him out, it's going to be hard to bring him back in at $1.1 million. It's probably a decision that you're going to have to live with for the rest of the season, but it could be one of these decisions that pay off huge if he is to be ruled out for the season or just doesn't come back to full strength. Moving into the actual Panther side itself, there's no Dylan Edwards. There's no Nathan Cleary, as we touched on. They do get Viliami Kikau, Tyrone May, and Matt Eisenhuth back into the team. Charlie Staines will line up at fullback. Brett Naden also comes into one wing with Brian Toto on the other. Stephen Crichton and Tyrone May in the centres. Matt Burton and Jerome Luai in the halves. The forward pack will be Leota, Korosau, Fisher-Harris, Kikau, Capewell, and Isaiah Yeo, with Sorensen, Martin, Lenu, Kenny on the bench. I think this is a pretty big tick for Jerome Luai owners. Really excited to see what's going to do with sort of just him and Burton. We've seen in recent weeks that it's just been Burton with no Luai and Cleary obviously playing Origin. But yeah, I really like the idea of this being Jerome Luai's team to run. And anyone that was looking to sell, I'd maybe hold off a week and see how he goes without Cleary. But it's going to be a very, very interesting dynamic here for the Panthers without Cleary. For Supercoach standpoints, I think everyone that is relevant has been bought. You guys like your Luais, your Tottos, your Burtons. No one else really stands out to me from this Panthers side to have the run home. Appy Coruscant is just too hot and cold to run at the hooker position. Moses Leota has been a bit of a flop in terms of the buys this year with the hype that he had. So apart from the obvious at the Panthers, I wouldn't be looking at anyone for the run home. For this Parramatta side, they have Jake Arthur coming in, Maker Sivo, Oregon Kafuzi, Will Smith, with Keegan Hipgrave and Nathaniel Roach dropping out of the side. Pretty standard lineup you see here. Gutherson at fullback, Maker Sivo, Tom Opacic, Wanga Blake, Hayes Dunster, Dylan Brown, Mitch Moses in the back line with Regan Campbell-Giller, Joey Lussick, Junior Paulo, Isaiah Papali'i, Ryan Madison, Nathan Brown in the starting side with Niokore, Lane, Kafusi, Cartwright on the bench. Nothing too exciting here from Brad Arthur, a side that has been working week in, week out. I think for the same with the Panthers, though, a lot of the guys here that have been relevant in weeks gone by, nothing is jumping out of the bag to suggest that anyone else is going to be anything more. With Gutho, the question is, do you sell this week? I think you do. There's not really many fullbacks to bring in unless you want to take a punt on Tedesco. I would think moving one of your center wings to play fullback down for a week or two isn't a bad play. Someone like a Dane Laurie or Alex Johnson, I think they're fine to move down and play for a week until either Reece Walsh, Caelan Ponga.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
They all sort of come back from Fitness Pappenhausen as well, when you can get a better sample size than them and pick them up. The Bulldogs taking on Manly, and the ins and outs is basically a team list in itself. For the ins, they've got Bailey, Blondie, Ondo, Chris Patolo, Corey Allen, Manu, Jackson Tapine, Kyle Flanagan, Lachlan Lewis, Ofahigi Ogden, Renofa Tony, Watson Halata. Probably have butchered that, I do apologise. The outs, Aaron Schopp, Alan Elliott, Brandon Wakeham, Corey Waddell, Dylan Napa, Nick Kotrick, Sione Katoa. There is a lot of ins and outs there for the Bulldogs. Trent Barrett looking to shake this side up. They line up with Nick Meaney at fullback, Corey Allen and Katoa on the wings, Will Hopewade and Manu in the centres, Kyle Flanagan, Jake Avarillo in the halves, Jack Hetherington, Luke Thompson as the props, Jeremy Marshall King at hooker, Jackson Tapine and Matt Dory in the back row, and Josh Jackson at 13. I think with this Bulldog side, there's probably only a couple of names here we're looking at for the run home, Josh Jackson being a pod shout, Luke Thompson the other. Apart from that, I wouldn't be looking too hard at any other options. It's good to see Corey Allen back in the side playing footy on the wing. But yeah, apart from those guys, I wouldn't be going too hard into this Bulldog side. Looks like Barrett is making changes left, right, and centre, which is, I understand, to try and find that team cohesion. But it's just too much stock to be taking into taking a punt on guys this late in the season. As for Manly, though, they line up with their superstar fullback, Tom Trbojevic, at the back, Jason Saab and Ruben Garrick on the wings. These two have been very, very impressive this year. Brad Park and Morgan Harper, another very, very good pairing in the centres there for Manly. Kieran Foran and Daly Cherry-Evans in the halves. Tanila Paseka, Marty Tapau in the front row. Lachlan Croker at hooker. Hamwal Olakalatu and Kyle Lawton in the back row. Sean Kepi at 13. The good thing with Manly here is they've got a lot of names to come back. They've got Ciro and Josh Uso, the two big to come back as well. So Manly are building in the right direction. I wouldn't be looking at sort of anyone else outside of the mould apart from your Garricks and your Trbojevic's. Those two as a combination, I think, are just setting the world alight. And for anyone that jumped on Garrick early, you're definitely reaping the rewards now. The Raiders taking on the Titans, two sides that are pretty desperate to get some wins under their belt heading into September. The Raiders have Hudson Young, Jared Croker, Matt Frawley, Ryan James coming back into the side. With Bailey Simonson lining up at fullback with Sammy Valame and Jordan Rapana on the wings. Jared Croker, Sebastian Chris, Jack White and Sam Williams in the halves. Josh Papali'i, Denamis Louis at the prop spots. Josh Hodgson at 9, Corey Hadawira Naira and Elliot Whitehead in the back row with Ryan Sutton at 13. Starling Gula, Soliola and Joe Tarpany on the extendeds. Look, I touched on the Titans and now they're getting back some pretty key men. AJ Brimson, Corey Thompson, Kevin Proctor are the three big names that they're getting back in. Plenty of leadership there with Proctor and Thompson, two very experienced heads. Great to see Corey Thompson back in playing footy as well. In terms of picking him up this week, I would definitely be waiting. Let's just see how he comes back from that injury. AJ Brimson at fullback, Philip Sami and Corey Thompson on the wings, Brian Kelly, Patrick Herbert in the centres, Ash Taylor, Jamal Fogarty in the halves, Wallace and Tino Fa'asumalawi at prop, Aaron Clark at 9, Proctor and Fifita at 11 and 12, and Tyron Peachy at 13 with Firma, Lasone, Fotowaka and Jolliffe on the bench. From a sheer footy standpoint and a sheer betting standpoint, the Titans at $3 here I think is good value. They're playing in Canberra, which isn't going to be ideal, but they do get a host of names back. The Raiders is far too inconsistent to be taking them at $1.39. From a Supercoach standpoint for the Titans, as I said, probably Corey Thompson is the only one that you'd be looking at, but you want to see how he comes back from footy. Give him a week or two. With the bye next week, you might be able to get another look in round 19 before coming back and having him from, say, round 19 to round 25 for the run home. Because we know how electric that he was for Supercoaches before he went down with that injury, averaging 71, 72 from memory. So definitely could be a centre wing option for the run home. We just want to see how he bounces back from injury. The Knights, another team with a big, big inclusion. Kalen Ponga back in at fullback. Dominic Young and Heimel Hunt on the wings. Kurt Mann and Anari Tuala in the centres. Jake Clifford, Mitch Pearce in the halves. Jacob Saifidi, Daniel Saifidi as the props. Jaden Brayley at 9. Mitch Barnett, Lachlan Fitzgibbon, Suaso Sue at 11, 12, and 13. On the bench, Watson, Clemmer, King, and Brody Jones. I think this team is crying out for Tyson Frizzell to come back, and they'll be back into clicking gears. I would suspect them to be making a big, big run for the finals and, potentially getting there at 7th or 8th. Really not like the Knights in this matchup. Kalen Ponga coming back. You guys know how much I rate Ponga for the run home. And, definitely love the idea of picking him up for Supercoach. If you're going to trade at Gutho and go Ponga a week early, don't hate that either. I touched on Tyson Frizzell in an earlier podcast this week. I'll touch on him again. I think he's a fantastic pot option when he comes back in. For your 2RFs, you're going to see a lot of guys have Fifita, Tohu Harris, and Angus Crichton. I think if you have a Tyson Frizzell in there, he's always been a good pot option for me in the late rounds of years gone by. And he probably will feature in my side as well. I think he's going to be a good sort of X-factor game breaker for your head-to-head matchups, but definitely wait until he comes back before pulling the trigger. Same with Kalen Ponga. I'm going to give it a week until I'm happy to give him the big tick and put him in. But for now, let's just wait and see what happens with his game coming back for the Knights. For the Cowboys, they have Lemuelo coming back in, Haimo Luki and Peter Holler. So they line up with Valentine Holmes, Kyle Felt and Murray Talungi on the wings, Javid Bowen and Hamu Osai, Tabu Aifido in the centres, Scott Drinkwater and Tom Dearden in the halves, Cohen Hess, Jordan McLean in the front row, Reece Robson at 9, Shane Wright and Mitch Dunn at 11 and 12, and Jason Tamalolo at 13. The bench is Granville, Tom Gilbert, Lachlan Byrne, Francis Molo. We touched on Valentine Holmes in the Dream 17 to have for the run home, and nothing's changed here. I think he's going to be a fantastic option to pick up a fullback playing at centre wing. It's too much to pass up, especially a quality fullback like Valentine Holmes. Tom Dearden, I can get behind people bringing him in as a bit of a round 17 bolter and bolstering the squad and potentially even holding his spot. If he's going to be averaging 65-plus, that'd be fantastic. Maybe last week was an outlier. Who knows? It's the beauty of Supercoach. We're going to get another week to look at him before potentially pulling the trigger on Tom Dearden. But a lot of people are discussing the idea of running him, and I definitely don't hate that. As for the forwards, you're not looking at anyone. That includes Tamalolo, unfortunately. His Supercoach relevance has taken an absolute nosedive and fallen well off the cliff, unfortunately, for him. And unfortunately for the Cowboys, can't look at anyone from their forward pack. The next game we are taking a look at is the Broncos and the Sharks. The Broncos welcome back a host of ins and outs. Milford, Croft, Oates, Mead, Asako, Ricky, Tony Staggs, Reece Kennedy. while seeing guys like John Asiata, Carmichael Hunt, Selwyn Cobbo, Tevita Pangai Jr. and Xavier Coates drop out of the side. At fullback, Tessie New, this is his best position in my opinion. Very, very good to see him getting an extended run at fullback. I think he is a fantastic option for 2022 if he's at the right price, but for 2021, I think the Broncos are just in too much shambles for them to really be any kind of Supercoach options in the back line. Jermaine Asako and Corey Oates on the wings. Herbie Farmworth, Katoni Staggs at 3 and 4. Great to see Staggs back. He is probably the only person from the Broncos I'd be looking at picking up for the run home, but a pretty sky-high price for this side that he is in now. Definitely want to be giving him a bigger sample size before jumping on the Stags train. The halves are Gamble and Croft. That sees Matt Lodge and Payne Haas as the 8 and 10, with Jake Turpin at 9, Alex Glenn and TC Rabadi in the back row, with Thomas Flegler at 13. Yeah, look, fantastic to see that Matt Lodge isn't going anywhere. Same with TPJ. I said before, if you have Matt Lodge, I think he'll be very, very sufficient for your front row options for the run home. If you can just pump out 60 points, I think that'll be fine in a position that has been pretty, pretty barren this year. The Broncos interchange sees Corey Pakes, Kobe Hetherington, Kenan Palacia, and Jesse Arthurs rounding out the squad. For the Sharks, they have Will Kennedy at fullback, Connor Tracy and Ronaldo Mulitalo on the wings, Will Chambers, Jesse Ramian in the centres, Matt Moylan, Sean Johnson as the 6 and 7, Aiden Tolman, Aaron Woods as the props, with Blake Brayley in the 9 jersey, with Britton Okora, Sifa Talakai and Toby Rudolph and in the back row and lock respectively. Look, we get another week to look at Talakai. It wasn't fantastic viewing for the first game back. A lot of hype put on him in the fantasy standpoint world. Didn't particularly deliver in his first game back, but not going to put the red line through him straight away. Going to give it another week and we'll see how it goes. I can't wait for Talakai to score 70 and then we all just lose our minds and probably get sucked into picking him up, unfortunately. But yeah, we'll wait and see what happens with him. The bench is Braden Trindle, Teague Wilton, Jack Williams and Braden Hamlin-Ueli. Look, I'm huge on Sean Johnson. I've made that no secret. I really love picking him up as a replacement for Cleary, or even as a stopgap until Cleary is back. Jesse Ramian, big on him as well. Great base, a lot of attacking threats. Will Kennedy, I ranked him as the 7th best fullback option for the run home, so it could be a fantastic pot option for you guys that are looking to pick him up. And the very last game of the round sees the West Tigers take on the Rabbitohs at Leichhardt Oval. Adam Dewey comes back into the side, and that sees the Tigers line up with Dane Laurie, David Norfoluma, James Roberts, Adam Dewey, Ken Mamalo, Moses Mbai, Luke Brooks, James Tarmow, Jacob Little, Alex Twal, Luke Garner, Luciano Leilua, and Alex Seyfarth rounding out the starting 13. I know the love is there to sell Dane Laurie. I think if you didn't sell at the peak a couple of weeks ago, I'd probably look at holding on. Let's have a look at the run home they've got. From rounds 21 to 25, the Tigers play the Bulldogs, the Cowboys, the Sharks, the Panthers, and then the Bulldogs again. This is why I'm pretty keen on picking up David Norfoluma as well for 400k to pair him with Dane Laurie for that run home. So I think if you didn't sell Dane Laurie, probably just look at holding on, and Nofaluma could be a good smoky. As with Ken Mamalo, I mean, if he can find the same form he found at the Warriors, could be a good option. I'm just worried about the attack at the Tigers and how much ball he's going to get. For the forwards, I mean, I'm very, very keen on Luciano Leilua. I always am, but he just hasn't delivered enough for me this year to be a consistent option. We're finding a lot of his scores inflated by tries without line breaks, off kicks and whatnot, and I think it's just too much of a dangerous game to play picking up Luciano Leilua. So apart from Dane Laurie and Nofaluma, I wouldn't be looking at anyone else from the Tigers, unfortunately. The Rabbitohs looking to capitalise on the really good run that they've had and get 2 points again. They line up with Latrell Mitchell, Alex Johnston and Tane Milne on the wings, Dane Gagai and Campbell Graham in the centres, Cody Walker, Adam Reynolds, 6 and 7, Mark Nichols and Harm Saleh in the prop forward positions, Damien Cook at number 9, Keon Kulumatungi, Jai Arrow in the back row, Cam Murray at 13, with Marshall, Liam Knight, Thomas Burgess and Jacob Hoste on the interchange bench. A lot of people will be hoping that left edge fires again for South Sydney. Alex Johnson to get another try or two would be always helpful for owners. Dane Gagai coming into some club form, which is always good to see as an owner of him. If you still have him, Cody Walker looks back to somewhat of his best with a couple of good scores in the last couple of weeks. Always positive signs from there. With the 9 position, a lot of people are still looking at Cook. it's hard to know with Cookus when he's going to back up and fire again and get that running game back on. With the combination with Cam Murray, it might be this week. It might all start to click back in heading into September, but it's a position that I'm just going to wait and see on Damien Cook. With trades running out, I think people are going to have to make their minds up on what they're doing with this hook position for the run home. But that's going to be the Teamless Tuesday recap. Hopefully you guys got some decent information out of this, or if not, saw the changes that were happening through the NRL. It's fantastic to have club footy back after a week off. Keep your friends close, keep your pods closer, and enjoy the weekend.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.